Welcome back for those who, well, heard the kerfuffle of the first section. If you missed the first section, if you're listening to this part first, I advise you go back to the other part first because, well, there was a lot of yelling, but the people behind the scenes seemed to be entertained. Anyway, on to the bets. Couple of markets before we get to the games, and I don't think we even have graphics for this because I just jotted these down quickly. On one particular market, you can get on the... I've seen some very valuable things with the Churchill. So the Churchill, I'm guessing, is one of your more popular markets leading into a grand final, Joel and Sean. Mm-hmm. Nathan Cleary now $8. I've got to think, Joel, you're very bullish about Penrith at $4 to win the comp.
Yep.
All of a sudden, Nathan Cleary at $8, that's pretty good odds. Some of the others, I liked Harry Grant and Brandon Smith both at 15s. Isaiah Yeo is $34.
Do you think Cleary, if I told you that Penrith have won the comp, is he even money or shorter to have won the clause?
Yes, I think so. What do you think, Joel? I think so.
If they've won the comp, yeah. Yep.
Tom Burgess fascinates me. I backed him about 6 weeks ago at 100-1. All right, fine, because I thought he's done it in the grand final in 2014. He was huge. He was pretty much as big as his other brothers. Just a throwaway bet. He's now 200-1. How the hell does that work? How does a guy who ran 200 metres in a final is in supreme form? And I thought should have been man of the match, as I lose my papers now. Should have been man of the match on Friday, Saturday night. How has he gone out to 200-1?
I don't know.
But anyway, I'm sure by the time I get on, Sean will have reduced the odds to 100.
Dan, I've mentioned this the last couple of weeks. This is the bet here. If you like Cleary, $4.50 for the Clive Churchill for any player wearing number 7. So you could have, if it goes away the Storm, you haven't ripped up your ticket. You've got Jerome Hughes in your corner.
Hughes, he's been
you
enormous.
Might have Daly Cherry
well,
Evans.
Reynolds
you could
and
have
Cherry Evans.
Yes.
Reynolds enormous again.
That's the bet.
Yeah.
All right, Quinella betting is that. What's your most popular market, you reckon, Sean, sort of around this time, say,
Clive,
after week one?
Clive would be the, outside of the just the standalone grand final winner, Clive would be the big one. Yeah. And then it really ramps up. Once we've got the two runners, it really kicks into gear. You mentioned Quinella, 65% of all bets in that market were on Melbourne and Penrith. So there was a lot of punters on the floor after that result in week one. It cannot happen now.
Oh, yes.
So you can rip up those tickets. So tough night for Quinella punters. And it was about the $2.50, $3 mark for a long time. Mm. It was just a tap in for a long while.
It looked that way.
Do they get on this week for the Quinella or the odds? So the odds, I think, are the favourites now. A bit short. Like Melbourne South, I think, is $2.50. If you want Manly Penrith is one that I looked at and thought, ooh, that's about $6 or $8 or something.
Dan, I reckon this is the best week of the year to back the Quinella because you have no risk of a team falling on the same side of the draw.
It becomes the bracket, essentially. Yeah. You just work out your path home and you've got your two runners.
That's right. So at the start of the year, there is 240 possible combinations. We're down to 9.
Okay.
So I think it's a great time to back it.
All right, very good. Let's go to some games, shall we? Manly versus Roosters. These games are both in Mackay. I guess we should take that into consideration. Although I thought Rockhampton was hot. Now, did I tell you that ground was a cow paddock? Did I not tell you that ground was a cow? The players were complaining afterwards. It was a lovely scene there. But honestly, that's not it. And you know what? I don't blame the Rockhampton curator. It wasn't an NRL ground. No. And it's a country ground, and it looked like a country ground. Mackay, $1.31, $3.50, and 10.5. Both these starts are both double digits here. So where's the money going, Sean? I can't imagine, by the way, many are on the Roosters.
Well, you'd be shocked then, because it's about an even split in the head-to-head.
Albeit
at the $3.50 mark. The line's actually just ticked up to 11.5, so not that it matters. It's a silly odd number. But, even split. I found this game incredibly tough to try and get a read on. I could make a pretty good argument, I think, both ways. I make it around that 11.5 or 12. It's hard to get it any bigger than that. The Roosters really are running on fumes now. You've got their first choice 9 out, Takiaho, another huge out. But despite all that, their pack still looks pretty good. It still looks like an elite forward pack. But this, the thing that worries me, this just might be the bridge too far. They were bad last week. Did a few unroosters-like things. Somehow, they're to be beaten. That's an understatement. I can't work out how they would.
And while Rhea Hargreaves can't keep doing what he's doing, he is carrying that team on his back. Do we think Marshke will play at 9? He's the obvious choice because he was the he's in jersey 20.
Mm.
Or, Joel, can we see something fruity like Lamb going to 9 and Walker going into the halves? What do you think, Robinson? You know him well. What's he likely to do here?
I'd go Lamb. It won't be Radley because they need...
They can't now. If you take Takiyaho out of that side as
well. Yeah, they need
And you need that link play, that bit of footy through the middle, so you can't touch Radley where he is. I think I would go with Lamb, and I would keep... You wouldn't go Lamb?
Well,
you don't want Walker, both Lamb and Walker on the field.
Yeah, that's a big worry for me. Not to say it's the wrong move, but I think Robbo's sort of, he's made it pretty clear that Walker's starting from the bench and playing that, 20 minutes, 25 minutes?
Okay, now he'll stick to the plan. Marshke will start the game.
Yeah.
Lamb will go to the dummy half.
You say 20, 25. He played 8 last week.
Maybe.
And he played 4 the week before. Like, it seems to be an incredible... I get what he's doing, keeping him out of the heat of the game, but... Boy, oh boy. I know he came on last week, kicked the field goal, made that great tackle. Seems like a bit of a waste of talent at the moment.
Isn't it remarkable how he did it twice against the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
He'd been off the field. But I tell you now, boys, this would be a big, big ploy for me during the finals as a coach. I'd be very reluctant to use my captain's challenge unless I was absolutely certain. Reason being, come the finals, I would give my team instruction, anytime you miss a field goal, if it's match deciding, challenge it. Just challenge it, because you'd nearly every single time find a player offside or an issue.
No, you're right.
So if you miss it, challenge it.
You're right.
That's what I would be doing there. But just another thing too, on that, Paddy Herbert's been getting hammered. I will say this, that the reason that Paddy Herbert was there, he was inside Fifita because Fifita wasn't on the assignment. Paddy Herbert had pushed up in support. Fifita should have been getting the ball, not Paddy Herbert. Fifita should have been in place to run over it. The other thing is, when he catches the ball, Fifita's a fair way behind. Yeah. He's not in his eye line at the time. So that's my only defence of him.
Oh, and things are happening at 100 miles an hour.
Right.
And it's the end of the game. Everyone's fatigued.
And he had a great game up until that point, I thought.
That's right.
So, you know, yeah. Like, shit happens, and unfortunately for him, it did. They shouldn't have been in that position to win the game anyway.
It's funny though how important reputation and good bloke points are, because Corey Thompson, no one's really smashing him. Can you imagine if Josh Dugan did that? Or I'm just trying to think of
Gutho did it a month ago.
That's right. But because Corey Thompson is heart and soul, and genuinely, and everyone was frustrated for him, he kind of gets a pass mark for that. But
I think he was copping it because he put out there was an Instagram post where he got around Paddy Herbert and a lot of, you know, brotherly love and that sort of stuff.
You know what,
Dan? Might be Bambi there.
Did you call that game?
No, that was the only game of the weekend I didn't.
Yeah, Roosters flogged Gold Coast. Despite the scoreline, they flogged them.
The bits I saw.
They were all over them.
Was it not 18-6 at one point? And I gave up on it. I went and started reading my notes for the late game, and I look back and it's 18-all.
They flogged them, Dan. The Tino Fasuamala-Awi was a tin-ass try. Ball bounced back. He scores under the post.
I mean, what's your language?
Kelly.
We only have a certain amount of swear words on this show, and I used up six of them very early.
Kelly went through with easy. They had him. It was just a bad miss.
Poor Ikavalu.
It was the Ikavalu handover. They flogged him.
They missed 46 tackles, the Roosters, as well in that game. Like they just weren't themselves.
I thought Parramatta flogged the Knights too. Did you call that? You called that game, Dan? Did you feel like Parramatta flogged the Knights?
They bashed them up in the middle. I felt like, because the Saifidis and Clement didn't get on top of Campbell Gillard.
What about that one set where Gillard was first contact 4 times, I think?
We are seeing the value of him because they have been impotent, to use an old word I used here, when he wasn't there for those 5 or 6 weeks. He's come back and it just changes. You need the alpha dog. Warrior Hargreaves is the alpha dog for Roosters. As far as this game's gone... But to answer your question, yes, I thought they were far superior, Parramatta.
Did you ever feel like Newcastle were going to win the game? I didn't. despite the scoreline always being close throughout.
No, but when Parramatta invited him back and it was 22-20, I thought Parramatta is just nervous enough in these finals to stuff this. But no, you're right. The better team clearly won, even though that penalty try was absolutely ridiculous. This game, Manly Roosters, have you had your say on this game, Joel?
No, I'll take you through this, Dan. So they met last in round one. Roosters lapped them 46 points to 4, but hasn't the tide turned? The front row was Tauke Aho, friend Collins.
Yeah. Who played fullback.
All gone. Now, Teddy was fullback for the Roosters. Turbo wasn't there. Yeah. All right.
I know who, you know who the Manly fullback was? This is a great trivia.
Was it Brendan Elliott?
Nope.
Dylan Walker.
Oh, Dylan Walker.
He's there for a month.
Brett Morris was there?
Yes. Brett Morris, Jake Friend. I've got
Manu was there. Keary
Charlie
was
Manu,
there.
Luke Keary. Manly, of course, no Turbo. So if ever a game can be thrown away as a form guide,
that's it.
Tom, still yet to win a final. 0-2 in finals.
Right.
First time Roosters Manly playing since the 2013 grand final. Roosters undefeated with Hutchison and Lamb as halves. Only 3-0, but that's, hey, it's 100%. Manly, now this surprised me, have not made a prelim since 2013.
Jeez.
This is, look at all those books there. This is where he pulls all the stats from.
That's it. Man, now that bears nothing on how this game is going to go.
Have you got one of those machines that puts those...
No, I go to work to do that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, you've got to... And it only fits like 10 sheets at a time. And you've got to put this thing and you've got to pull the thing out and then you've got to hook the paper in the hooks.
Surely you've got an assistant to do that for you.
I should.
That's me. This is me. Just scrap everything.
I should offer a sports bet intern. Mm. There's some organisations that would get interns, you know, slave labour, basically. I don't believe in that. Melbourne, Manly Roosters, which way are you going?
I've said a lot before without really saying anything. I'm going to just side with the Roosters. At the line.
Okay.
Can I give you a little bet in this game? This would be my bet. Ben Condon, Kenny Bromwich, Matt Dory, what do they have in common?
One syllable first name,
No, 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 no. Kenny is two, by the way.
I only heard Ben Condon, Matt
Dory. The left starting back rower for those teams, last 3 weeks have all scored against Manly. Harper and Daly Cherry Evans together is a major, major problem. Angus Crichton's a good bet.
Poor old Morgan Harper.
Harper can't play this week.
He had it. Can't he?
Well, he will, but I...
450 for Angus Crichton.
Well, okay. I'll be on it.
Fantastic bet. Mm.
It'll be 380 by the time I get on, but I'll be on it.
Big total on this one as well. 46.5 for a final. These two teams were both really poor last week, so I think there's going to be a bounce back for both of these. I can't see the Roosters turning into performance like they did, and I can't see Manly doing the same either.
Because you're on the over-under point. I don't think either are pretty good, particularly good defensively.
Yeah.
I think this has got point. I'm the other way. Mm. Mackay, Warm, Ikins, and I think Manly might get away, which usually means points rack up.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that's where we disagree there.
So what you just touched on, it very much feels like get on Manly at an alternate or just back Chooks head-to-head.
Yeah.
It's hard to see 18-16, I think.
Do you know what made me think they could win the comp earlier in the year? I was watching the dummy half passing from Croker and he was cutting it. His service is unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
He's a major in.
Yes, I agree.
Major in.
Well, we saw how clunky it was. Jeez, I hate that word. We've got to get that word out of our...
Clunky attack.
Clunky. I don't say it on a broadcast. Cumbersome.
Jarred, cumbersome, yeah.
Cumbersome is the one. But that's, you know, you're trying to talk quickly. And I thought that's what Ray Stone was actually pretty good at for Parramatta.
Good.
He's a great tackler, but I thought, you know what? You've got the roll on forwards. Just give it to Campbell Giller. Just give it to Paulo. Just give it to Nathan Brown. Joel, I've got Manly here. I think the Roosters, this is one of the few teams I've actually read pretty well this year. Against bad teams, they win. And against really good teams, they get lapped in the end. They just don't have the artillery. And I think we might see close to the best of Manly at least for 1 week.
I think there's at least one try, as I mentioned, where Angus Crichton is. Maybe it goes out the back to Josh Morris or whatever. In fact, it's not Josh Morris's side, is it? It's Kieran's side. They get at least one try there, so that pushes the line out for me. And I've just got major respect for Trent Robinson, so I think Manly win, but I think the line's too big.
I hope you're right, because we're on close finals, but there we go. So a bit of a disagreement there. Let's go to the next game, Saturday night. Penrith-Parramatta. Different pressures. Parramatta will go in feeling they're playing with the bank's money now, and Penrith, all the pressure on them. Geez, that's short. $1.22, $4.25. Do you know, Parramatta's one of the few teams that's given Penrith trouble the last couple of years. Round 16, Parramatta should have beaten them. And last year, they were the only team to beat them before the grand final. 12.5 is a hell of a lot of start. Penrith, welcome back Dylan Edwards. I like Crichton at fullback, Joel. Edwards goes straight in. Big game for Luai because he didn't do anything against South Sydney. Parramatta looking pretty sharp as well. Ryan Madison, the only in that I can see here from the from last week. They actually look like pretty similar teams. What do you reckon?
They've been the equal best team for 2 years, Penrith. They are going to bounce back big time here. I thought the same as you, Dan. The record between these two, they're tight, gritty affairs typically. Ignoring the last game, which we can put a line through that due to how many players were arrested for Parramatta, right?
Yes, forget that.
Go through this, right? What's the total points here, Sean?
42.5.
42.5. Let me know when we get to over 42.5 points.
It's going to be under this. Under game.
Forget who won the games. 13-12, 16-6, 20-2, 16-10, 16-10, 20-12, 12-6, 24-14, 18-12, 13-0, 22-18, 20-18, 10-4.
Okay, you've made your point.
But
you
it's a long way back.
I know, you're right.
You've got to go back to 2015.
Yes. Different.
To when they cracked it.
Different game.
Of course now. It is, but it's a
local
rivalry, which isn't so local at Mackay, but they're gritty dour affairs.
Okay, I'm told here we've got some odds to look at for any time try scorer in this particular game, and there's a Brian Tottle market, but he's any time try scorer. You and I are on the same page, Joel. Matt Burton always looks attractive. $2.50. Toto, $1.53. See, he's not a noted try scorer. 14 in 19 is a good strike rate. It's not a great strike rate. Stephen Crichton back on the wing. He's only scored 9 tries this year. Ferguson looked pretty good the other day. Anything that takes our fancy there?
You just want to be on Penrith left edge. It's been Parramatta's weakness. They're right for a very long time. I know you might be keen on two or more for Toto Shug.
What's that little box you're doing there? We're on the same
page? It's just a doodle. Oh. No, don't you hate it though when you read a game almost perfectly? I had Pennicini and Blake to score 2 tries and they both scored 1. It didn't matter. It wasn't close. But don't you hate it when you sort of pick a game but you don't get the result?
Well, last week I was tipping Hayes Dunster big time. Because Inari Tuala's been a big liability, and they moved Tuala to the other side, and Blake Ferguson cashed in.
I'm telling you, Bradman Best is a defensive liability. Mm. He jams in, he tries to put shots on, and he does it close to the line. Anyway, and there's the Brian Tottle marker there where you can bet him to score any time, 2 or more, 3 or more. Are you keen on Brian Tottle? Yeah, Why are we talking about Brian Tottle?
Best bets. Let's save the best bets.
Okay.
I've got a big compelling case for him.
I can see Penrith making a statement here. I respect the closeness of the contest, and I think Parramatta will play with a certain freedom, but I just think Penrith's better, and I think Penrith announced to the rugby league world that they are back. So 12.5 is a hell of a lot of start to cover, but I don't think I think they're going to concede no more than 12, and I think they can get to 24.
Can I just say this now, because there's a lot of hindsight experts. If you think that Melbourne resting players in the last round and now having the week off is a disadvantage, please say it now. If they get rolled by Penrith in the prelim, don't come out and say that, they rested players and then they've only played 2 games in a month. Say it now if you think it's a disadvantage, because can you see people saying that?
Yes, of course. The problem is it's like the old days. Remember the old top 5 days where whoever won the grand final, they either were benefited by the week off.
That's right.
Or they were disadvantaged. It's horses for courses. It suited Melbourne to rest all their players. For Penrith, a lot of those blokes had missed a lot of football.
That's right.
And it suited Ivan Cleary to give them all one last run. And a lot of those, weren't a lot of those guys taken off? in the second half anyway. Sometimes they played all 80 against Parramatta in a low-intensity game.
That's right.
So, no, I'm with you on that. But Penrith for me, what about you?
Penrith in a gallop.
Yeah, I'm very, very keen on them. You mentioned Dylan Edwards back, which I'm not. I'm a bit sort of vanilla on that. But what a Charlie Staines got found out last week.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. He was bad. And he's got a lot of work to do to get up to a level where he needs to be. Go.
You know, I was going to say, what's interesting? To'o has been the greatest disinfectant for Charlie Staines. But when To'o is a mere mortal and only makes 150 metres, right. Charlie Staines is completely exposed.
Yeah.
And they just didn't have the...
But Dan, we all knew that. Like, why was Naden not picked in front of him? Seriously.
I don't know.
And they've still got some issues. I don't love Momorowski either. There's a weakness there. But I agree. This line, if you cast your minds back before... Parra beat the Storm, and the Storm had won, what were they going for, 20 in a row, going for the record and whatever, and Parramatta were really up for that game, beat them. They were completely shot before that. Though I can't see, and you said it before, Penrith's defence has been the best we've seen. I think it's just under 12 points a game they've averaging this year.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And the fullback plays a big role on that. Edwards coming back.
Yeah. Yep. I can't see this Parramatta team, where they get their points from.
I'd be looking at the nil market, to be honest.
Yeah.
And the six market. Yeah.
And I'm fascinated with Moses because he was a star on Sunday. He was the puppet master. Is he going to go in thinking that, like I said with the Eels, they're playing with the bank's money? Because this is an opportunity for him. If he can knock off Penrith, his stocks as a halfback, he becomes, an elite, no matter what they do against Melbourne. They get to a prelim final, that's an outstanding season for Parramatta. Because the expectations often are just a little ridiculous because it's Parramatta.
Mm.
But
I agree.
Big game for him. That's it for this game. Very good. Let's take a break. Best bets after this.
We have to go! We can't get back to the present to fix the past and save the future! All good, mate! It's just... We're still having our ball day!
Hey! Almost any time try scorer!
Don't miss Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. Start your group, bet together, and share in the moment. Bet With Mates, new from Sportsbet.
All right, I'm contractually obliged to tell you we're doing more brackets after the best bets. Contractually obliged. Joel, you can start us off today with the best bets.
I love this bet. I know you mentioned the To'o stats. Now, what people fall into the trap of is looking purely at the attacking team for stats. Let's look on the other side of the coin, the right edge of Parramatta, Penasini and also Blake Ferguson. Let me run you through since round 20. Daniel Tupu scored on the left side.
Mm.
Mansour scored 2.
Mm.
Garrick scored 3.
Mm.
To'o scored 3. Inari Tuala scored 3. That is a major, major problem for Parramatta, their right edge. That's just since round 20. The left wingers absolutely cash in. Brian To'o, if you don't mind, $3.40. Throw him into Angus Crichton, you'll get close to $15. That's a great bet.
Okay.
Do as you
They've
believe.
Had that problem for years, yeah. that right side. Sean Ormerod.
Same game for me, and I love the angle, Joel. I'm going Ooh. Penrith. I'm going to back them at the line. But I'm going to get a bit fruity and go some alternates here. I've picked 9.5, but don't be afraid to scroll down further. Pick a bigger number. This is where they get back and get back in a big, big way.
All right. For me, I'm going to touch both games. I think there'll be a lot of points. Manly Roosters, neither are great defenders, and I think Manly could really let fly. I think once the Roosters are broken after about 60 minutes, they might just fritter away. And I was with you on the under. I didn't know it went back that far, Joel, but I just can't see Parramatta scoring more than 12. And the danger for me is that Penrith might run away with it, but even if they do, they might only score 30. So $3.61 for me. That is it. Right.
Well, it's not exactly it, is it? For those who wish to hang around, Dan. For those who wish.
No one's turning off now.
Brackets after this.
Captain Bracket.
I hope for the sake of your people, you come and surrender.
No! We seek merely postponement.
Your forces are weak, and you expect me to wait?
Fair point, mate. It's just
We're still alive in the quaddy over here.
You had that thing in the second leg?
Yeah, he just threw it in last minute.
Fair play, says Sean of Black Book.
Get on board. Sportsbet's new. Bet with mates. Start your group, bet together, and share in the moment. Bet with mates. New from Sportsbet.
Yes. All right.
Caught us again there, though.
Caught again. Well, I'm telling you, if it wasn't beneficial to cut a podcast in half, people wouldn't do it.
It's beneficial to the listener who want to hear the banter or they want to hear the tips. They don't want to sift through the whole show.
No, it's that, so it bad. Help it's you so shows it that up. Have no ratings can justify their existence.
It doesn't work
existence.
That way,
mate,
Daniel.
Anyway, let's go. Sean Ormerod, you can do the...
What are we doing here? The brackets, are
yes,
we?
Yes, we're doing the brackets.
Thank you, Captain Bracket. Well, I think... I got 3 out of 4, right? But what did you boys get last week?
No, doesn't matter. Really none. We're looking forward. Golfers don't carry their divots. The divots back there, we're marching up the fairway.
We'll be quick. I'm going the shortest way home again. I've tipped.
God, can you show some testicles once on this thing?
I've tipped the Roosters at the line, but I struggle to see them win the game. So I've got Manly progressing to play the South Sydney Rabbitohs in the prelim, and I've also got Penrith comfortably over Parramatta. So they're going to face the Storm. The week off is going to be a huge leg up in that game. Storm through to the grand final, and likewise Bunnies, and that game is going to be a very close betting game. I'd imagine maybe the week off might just lean it the way of South.
Mm.
Close to a toss of the coin, I think, though, depending on what Manly do this week, of course. And then Storm very easily in the grand final against South. $6.50 for your troubles.
Okay.
Do you do that thing, sorry, Joel, before you start, do you do that thing where you put up the early markets on spec? So, for instance, South could play Manly or Roosters. You used to in the old days, and then say I had a bet on South and Roosters, and the Roosters got knocked out. You just cancel
just
the market.
Void
you don't
it.
Do
no,
that anymore.
No,
you know, well, that's probably a good idea.
We're what? Not allowed the yeah, NRL of kibosh.
Yeah, for, you know, well, that's not probably not a bad yeah. idea.
What we that will have this clever. Week, we yes. will have the first try scorer for the grand final market up.
Yes.
So if you like Brian To'o, you get a mega price clearly because they're not in the grand final.
Yeah.
So we'll have those markets up ready to go. So keep an eye. For
okay, them. Joel Kane.
Yeah, I've got the I have got the Manly side beating the Roosters. I've got Penrith beating Parramatta, which yes. means week three, the blockbuster Melbourne Storm taking on the Panthers. Panthers knocked them out. Everyone says, oh, Melbourne Storm's played 2 games in a month. Penrith go through to the grand final. South Sydney go past Turbo in a cliffhanger prelim final, which means we have got instalment 2, Cleary versus Bennett. Panthers taking wow. on the Rabbitohs, and the best teams get their victories, and Nathan Cleary's a premiership winner at the young age.
Okay.
Come on, Captain, bring us home.
I actually thought the same as Joel, and I thought to be different, there was one I seriously tossed up, and that's South Manly. Oh, that was the one that absolutely threw me. So just to be different to you and to give the punters an extra option, I've gone for Manly, so you've gone a repeat of
no, you made different to Sean.
Different.
You've got the Storm winning the comp.
Well, yeah, but to get to the grand final, yeah. I've got Manly-Melbourne yeah. as the grand final. Now, my original bracket, I had Penrith beating Melbourne in the prelim. That was predicated on Penrith getting the week off and Melbourne doing it the hard way. I'm going the other way now. I think Melbourne, you've got Bart Cummings as the trainer. He knows how to train a team mm. with a week off. So I've got Melbourne to beat Penrith in the prelim, Manly to beat South in the prelim, but I'm not – that. Don't hold the gun to my head. And then I just can't see Manly beating Melbourne a third, you know, in a third meeting in essentially 2 months. I think Melbourne do it again. And that's $8. I don't know if that's good. I assume that's good value. I'm not poo-pooing you. $8, bit of fun. There we go.
Beautiful.
So
I think you enjoyed that.
Well, I'll tell you what I didn't enjoy. Can we zoom in on this? How is it in a bracket the $31 becomes $26 when I get to it, $61 becomes $51, and how can all three, 81 become 67? Sean, gutless.
What were the liabilities? The liabilities were through the roof, weren't they?
Yeah, they were massive. I think I was the shortest way home, mate, at 31. I think we were staring down $1 million payout or something. So.
You gave Penrith punters their money back.
No, but
halfway through the season,
they can all shorten. They're not all related.
Particularly if we're all on similar legs in the first and they've been yeah, backed in.
Exactly. The head, quite simple.
Mate, I looked at the head-to-heads. They didn't change that much. They didn't change that much. You got the gutless.
You got scared.
You got scared. Anyway.
Looking forward to next week's bracket, boys.
Can't bring it on. Yeah.
All right, that's it. That was fun today. That's it. Joel?
Enjoy your week, folks. Good luck for your teams. And most importantly, gamble responsibly.